The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. I know that you sent the bio and so on, but I want to hear from you who you are and why the mystery caller.
Alright, so good morning to you. Good morning to all your listeners. So a little bit about me. I have been working in the corporate world for 25 plus years. Mm-hmm. And in working in several different places, you know, you come across certain characters in the workplace. Mm-hmm. You know, certain bosses, certain people you think crazy, but they're not actually crazy. So I thought, why not share some of these humorous stories, in this book. So the book is actually called Trinity Cubicles, Book 1. So it's a series.
Right. So we're set in the workplace. As you said, you're a corporate, you're a corporate worker. And these are the stories that you heard. Yeah?
Well, it's a fiction, but of course.
Yes, we have to put that there first. It is fiction. Mm-hmm.
And so I love writing humor. Mm-hmm. I love writing in the Trini context. So all the dialogue you'll find is Trini. Mm-hmm. We have a special way we use slangs in the workplace as well. So all that's incorporated into the book. And so I'm working on book 2, which is going to be called The Lunch Thief. So that's an exciting part to this trip. So essentially, the book, this mystery caller is centered around this guy, Terry. Mm-hmm. And so why office cubicle is because these group of workers sit in an office cubicle setting, and the story centers around the dynamics between them, the office bacchanal, the office politics.
So I'm looking at the chapters names, ladies and gentlemen. The titles of the chapters are Terry, Trapped, Boss Lady, Cat Fight, Reset Slap, Candid Camera, Pressure, Internal Affairs, Police Mode, Bait, and Why?
Yeah.
That's the last chapter. I think that was the first question you should have asked. Oh, yeah. Why? So let me ask you, as someone who has, as you said, been part of the corporate world, why you decided to, because I'm going to ask that question first, why you decided to capture that essence or part of Trini life that we know as the workplace?
I don't know. For me, some people use work as a sanctuary to get away from the stress of life. And then there's some people who come to work and they're totally stressed out. Yet still there's always a character in the workplace that makes you laugh. You know? So that's the part I wanted to highlight in the Trini workplace culture.
So ladies and gentlemen, I need some stories from you. Because what I'm going to do, I'm going to try and get some little excerpts from as many chapters as we can. The first chapter says, my car pulled onto the road that led home. The engine groaned in solidarity with my soul. Even the dashboard lights seemed disappointed in me. I was exhausted, drained, and if I was being honest, far too hungry to make any responsible life choices. My boss, may she forever trip on her own laptop cords, kept me late to archive files and move boxes she had apparently been meaning to sort since 2016. Imagine me, a university graduate with ambition, serving as the officer's emotional support forklift. I didn't claw my way up from unpaid intern coffee fetcher to slightly paid assistant just to be some meaningless caddy boy. My boss was the devil who wears Payless shoes. You could hear them clop, clop, clopping down the corridor like a horse that lost its rider. And she had the power to make everyone scatter like pigeons whenever she appeared. Did I get the right page here? Just no. Hold on. Because I want to read the next part of this. By the time I pulled into my driveway, I had convinced myself that tomorrow I would march into our office, slam my hand on the desk, and ask for Friday off. Delusional, right? My house was a simple flat, a low stretch of concrete with a wide front porch and four massive steps that looked like they were designed by someone who hated knees. My mother insisted the porch made the place look quote-unquote respectable, but really, it was just where she kept her plants for her to mako everybody passing. My thoughts were interrupted by the neighbors, two boys, Jordan and Ian, ages 10 and 8 respectively. Jordan had the biggest head I'd ever seen perched on such a thin body. Sometimes I was genuinely afraid the boy might fall over with his head rolling forward like a lollipop. Description. Description. So that was just part of the first chapter. We will go through the others. I see the next chapter. Well, another chapter here is catfight, so we'll probably get into that. Now, can you, without giving away identities, give your favorite office scenario? And probably those who've had scenarios like this can send in those messages to 306-1065 and tell us how you dealt with it, how it was handled, and how did it change the office, if it changed it at all?
I don't really want to do real life story. But there is a character in the book called Tasha. She's like the office macho. She must know. It doesn't matter who she will go around the floor asking everybody if they know what this is. And if you're friends with Tasha, you know, if you want your business to be known as well, you go tell Tasha, because Tasha can keep her mouth shut. So I think those kind of characters in the workplace make it lively. And let's be real, we're stringy. We like to macko too. I wouldn't mind hearing a little story while my day going sour and I have deadlines to meet. So let's be real. So I mean,
but don't you think that consumes so much of the productivity time?
You think so? I think we could multitask real good. I could be typing along the way and I want to hear that story. Yeah.
So you think that I think that some business places may disagree with you in that they may be too involved in that part of...
No, well, yes, of course. You know, need to be able to cope it. But yeah. That is the... How to say it? That is the wonderful part for me being a trainee in the workplace.
Fun topics. Okay, so I know that a lot of talks around celebrities and so on within the workplace as well. Has there ever been a scenario that you may be too invested in the Beyoncé's or the Taylor Swift's? Because you see, like, Taylor got married the other day and shut down the entire, I think it was not Madison Square, one of those places. And a lot of people were like, so how can a whole city shut down just for one person? And everybody, like, she's a billionaire, she could do what she wants. You know? Like, what kind of conversations do you hear?
About celebrities?
Not really?
Not a lot.
Do you hear about Trini celebrities? Then let me bring it home.
Yeah, I don't want to call names, but yes, there are conversations. People in spotlight.
Are they very invested in those lives?
Just before your morning coffee, but to say dull on it entirely, no.
Well, the thing is, how does that really, you know, make the workday better?
Well, I mean, there are people that will brighten your day. And those are the people that, you know, makes the jobs easier.
But don't you think that at some point it becomes harmful to the people that you're talking about? I mean, does it mean that you spend...
Well, this story is fictional.
Yeah, I know, but there... Okay, looking at the office culture that we have in TNT, sometimes it can be detrimental to people that you talk about.
I agree with you, yeah. But remember, this is a story.
Yeah. I mean, that's how stories go, spread, you know, because you talk about other people. Now, somebody here... Go ahead.
No, well, the thing is, you have to know, you have to be smart, because if that person is talking about somebody else, chances are they're going to talk about you.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to know when to keep quiet and when to talk.
So someone here says, every office has a lunch thief and several suspects. Yeah. So tell me about that now. What story?
I'm still writing it. So I don't want to give away anything, but yes. Yeah, the next book is going to be Lunch Thief.
So people is actually stealing people lunch.
I am sure your listeners could.
I want to hear more stories, because I'm a very picky eater, right? So to know that somebody's going to the kitchen, the office fridge, and taking out people's food you don't know, what type of food it is?
But obviously,
what they ingredients
are not picky
they use?
They are not picky eaters.
They just eat anything.
Have people like that?
Why? Is it that okay? I being the empathetic person that I am, I would consider the reason why that you're going for someone's lunch is because you're probably hungry. You know, and you may not have at that point in time or that day, you know.
Well, I'll try to reason it out in the chapters as I go along, but...
They just have people who insist on stealing lunch. Send me a message at 3061065. I want y'all to tell me. Oh, God, look, I have a call. Let's take this one. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, God, look who it is. Fast Track, have you ever stolen someone's lunch? From your place of work?
No. I so picky that I don't really, nobody care. I don't eat for nobody really. But what I do, my mama's son's in his experience. I don't know at primary school. Mm-hmm. I just said extra. I just my bag all this. I just, when I go into work, I just walk at all kind of different tricks, all kind of different supplement foods. And sometimes somebody, me, I don't know if you're hungry. I don't know if you're short then. I go help you out. But at the end of the day, sometimes that's our reality, you know.
Yeah.
That's stuck reality, you know. That's who would have been for a bad, right? That's who really genuinely hungry, you know.
Mm.
So I know I grew up in a way where, you know, my daddy's always say, he said, never ever get angry for food. When somebody hungry to eat food, even if you are strong, you never ever get angry. So I grew up with that kind of philosophy, you know.
Thanks so much, Fast Track. 625-2257-6273-223. I agree with that too. If it is, I have, and I have enough, you know, I could share, I'm going to give you something to eat. See, food is a very... Like Fast Track said, it's something that you don't fight over.
Yeah, but it happens. It happens to the best of us.
But
you put your food in the fridge and when you come back, a piece of chicken missing.
Well, this is the next part of it. If I bring food to work and I've been minding that food since I get to work and I know I have a perfect lunch waiting on me and I get there and I'm not seeing it, of course I will get upset. Especially if I cook it. Because I know my hand's sweet.
Well, maybe that's why they're taking it, because I know your hand's
sweet. Yay, there's an idea. 625-2257-627-3223 is the number. Send your stories. You know, tell me about those incidents and how you dealt with it. Because I've heard, you know, TikTok is something else, right? And I think as much as Trinis can be vindictive, I think the Americans have a level up on us in that. You know, you hear stories of people putting, like, laxatives and so on in the food. So if it is, because they know that this one particular person keep on taking people lunch.
I remember a girl, she put her breast milk in the milk. She said, because they keep stealing her milk and they put it back the empty container to wash.
Mm.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
You see how bad mine is? Repeat and grow. But anyway, it seems that the person was caught because you're eating. You had to go to the bathroom. So you kind of show yourself, run into the bathroom.
I don't know about that. Some people belly real hard. No want a laxative good son.
Well, you're vindictive out here. 625-2257-627-3223. Office Bacchanal. That's what they call it. Trini Cubicles. And it's written by Emily Najir. And I read the first chapter. I want to read another excerpt from this particular chapter. Cat fight. So cat fights is happening in the office too?
Well, I wouldn't. Again,
Yeah, it's fiction.
Yeah, but...
But, you, I mean, you have to find stories that will give you inspiration to write these things.
Exactly, so I wouldn't dive too much into it. But yes, that scene is somewhat real.
You know, I got to ask you off the air where you used to work. Because trust me, it seemed like it had more office bacchanal than actual work.
No, sometimes your friends talk to you and they share their stories. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean... I experience all of them.
All right, so this one goes, not a little argument, shouting. Not lend me a stapler, shouting. This was full Caribbean cuss out in progress, echoing down the corridor like a war horn. I popped up from my cubicle like a prairie dog. Wait, what going on outside there? But before I could even step out properly, Tasha and Kenzie were already in the hallway, speed walking towards the action like two aunties who heard a fight by the market. How they reached so fast, I muttered, confused. I hurried after them, heart racing with a mix of fear and excitement. Because let's be honest, office drama is only fun when it's not about you. When I reached the corridor, a semicircle of staff had already formed, everyone pretending not to be invested while being very invested. I squeezed between two people and finally saw the source of the storm. Robert's wife was beating up Jenny in the reception area. Beating up Jenny. The entire office froze in horror and delight because as much as we wanted to be good people, this was season 3, episode 9 of a show we didn't know we were watching. Kenzie gasped, clutching her chest like she got stabbed. Tasha whispered reverently, "Oh my, oh my." And the worst part, everybody already knew about the affair. The whole building knew, facilities knew, accounts knew, IT knew before anybody else because they read all the emails by accident and pretended they didn't. The only two people believed that they were being discreet, Robert and Jenny. We pressed ourselves against the office cubicle overlooking the reception area, watching like we were at the cinema. Jenny was trying to dodge hands up, screaming, "It's not what you think." Robert's wife responded with uppercuts. The security officers eventually hustled over, but they were moving with the speed of men who wanted to see at least one more swing before stepping in. One of the officers' voice blasted through the corridor and even over the chaos. But shoes were flung, wigs were pulled, and press-on nails flew through the air like ninja stars. Jenny scrambled, and Robert's wife screamed. Robert yelled, "Baby, stop!" which was clearly the wrong choice of words because she swung at him too. Well, they're like real bacchanal, boy. This is bacchanal. All right. And the second book is coming out as well. We're going to talk more on, you know, the other things that you write, as you know that humor is part of your writing. When we take that break, still send your messages to 306-1065. Office bacchanal for soul. Or you could call 625-2257, 627-3223. We'll be right back.
Go digital. Go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 723-9595. For more information.
Want 10% off every week at Superfarm? Then get your free supercar today. Find out if you qualify for instant savings in-store or online. Smart shoppers always save at Superfarm, your prescription of trust.
Now, a station that's giving you back the power to speak your mind. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.
This is The Human Impact on Freedom 106.5 FM. Speak your mind.
Welcome back, TNT. And I was talking to Miss Emily off air. There are parts of me that really empathize with, you know, people who go through these kind of dramas at the office. I mean, as at the office, at home is another scene, right?
Yeah.
You're hoping that you could contain it at home, but for it to spill over at work, I don't take pleasure in people's pain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I know that even the shows that we look at on television is based on things like this, and there's a spin on it, and, you know, you laugh it off, yes. And
but don't worry, it have a little bit of romance too, so, you know.
Well, I want to get to the romance part. Yeah, there's which chapter is the romance?
Well, I can't sell all the plot.
Oh,
but
yes, that's another thing. We want you to come and buy the book. Purchase the book, and we will tell you where to get the book in a minute. But it's real juicy, boy. It's juicy. Hello, good morning. Welcome. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hey, Tosca.
Hey. Why I know you was going on call?
Yeah.
How I know you was going on call?
She's fascinating me. She really is. I love people like her. You know, there's a multitude of our culture that you could write about. So much about our, we have a rich culture, you know.
True.
And most of it is untapped. You could
Office Bacchanal is an untapped part of our culture.
Office Bacchanal. So much things about office. The two major races, you could write a fictional thing about that, about school children. You could write about, there's so many different parts of our culture that we don't. I saw a young content provider put up a thing about the World Cup, and a mother and a father sit down, and the son sit down in the back, and two of them watching the World Cup, and the only accident for thing. And our family, the family, that is what developed countries do, you know. They write or they produce sitcoms or serious shows about their culture, about their people. And it promotes to such an extent that people in other countries, for example, Trinidad and Tobago, either internalize want to replicate their culture there because that's, they put it out there. And we don't put out ours. And I think if we put out the good things and the positive things, even the comical things about who we are, I think a lot, it would be more palatable to the average citizen.
Listening. As you're talking about it, I'm trying to remember the name of the show itself. Well,
a sitcom called The Office. The Office
is one, but I'm thinking of a Caribbean one. This guy, his whole family emigrated
I think
it's Oliver Self. And the family is Jamaican. Yeah. He have his Jamaican twang. He has his accent. And the other family members born and grew there. Yeah. And then you're just seeing the situational differences between what happened in London.
A pizza place. There was one about a pizza place. And he's bringing his family in to work with him. And the different challenges that they face from families interacting in that close proximity. It's a multitude, as I say. It's a multitude. And The Office is just one of those untapped areas of life in Caribbean countries. And
I do know.
I'll leave it only with that. I think I've been up all the time.
Thank you so much for your call. 625-2257, 627-3223. A little something different for this morning as we, you know, step away from the heaviness of the everyday politics and the everyday, you know, interactions with what's happening in TNT to get a little comical side of office politics. And now all you're watching, everybody in all your office slight. Because now you're watching your lunch with, you know, extra eyes. Probably need to put a camera in the fridge so you could see who goes into the fridge.
You might even get that stolen too, so.
You know, I was hoping that humanity still have a good side, you know, and they do the right thing.
Yes.
But you're kind of dwindling it, boy.
No.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, the background to Terry, too, like, he's like the uncle in the village, so the kids look up to him. So there's that soft side of the story and surrounding him and his character.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the neighbor's kids will come across as, like, Uncle Terry won mango, you know, that kind of way. So it's not all about, you know, the cat fights in the office.
Okay, and mangoes, too?
Yeah.
Julie or Starch?
Julie.
Starch is my favorite.
Aww.
So let me see what other little pieces I can put in this so that it can be enticed enough to go and purchase the book. Pressure is chapter 7. As the workday ended, the office transformed into its usual 4 o'clock masquerade, chairs scraping, printers humming their last sighs, and everyone pretending to be more exhausted than they actually are. Tasha was still chatting in fast-forward mood. Kenzie was packing her bag like she was escaping a natural disaster. Me, I sat there staring at my phone. The image was still on my screen, that cursed photo of the storeroom framed perfectly through the glass with me and Miss Miller in the middle like a still from a bad soap opera. And under it, those three words that refused to leave my head. I know everything. Oh, go on, blackmail! the leverage, someone had it and they knew how to use it. Hey, you could write a whole, this is like Young and Restless right here. This is this is Papa. What was the name of the show again? No Boundaries kind of thing.
You know? I used to do some short TikTok videos with Trini Stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then TikTok got really strict on their community guidelines. So
right.
They couldn't use certain Trini slangs and they thought it was against their guidelines. So I got a little ban for a little while.
Oh dear.
So that is why I started to write as well.
So do you think that you can see these... Well, you said that you were doing TikTok shorts, but do you see yourself producing these skits into something that can, let's say, CNC3 pick up and show?
That would be nice, but I'm not sure about my producing skills, but I could carry the dialogue.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what are your... Well, you said the Lunch Thief is another one.
Mm-hmm.
What would be... Not to give away too much, but what would be the... I want to say the resolution to it. How would they deal with that
with
food
the lunch thief?
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, they have to find out who it is in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And all the chapters end with why. So I haven't flushed it out as yet, but it will be in line with this book.
Well, you see. And other ideas and thoughts or other genres, are you going to be exploring that? Romance?
I am writing a sci-fi romance series.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost 90% completed, but this is like the Trini side of me, and hopefully, you know, I always have like all these stories in my head, and you know, it's crazy. Sometimes I frighten myself about how my mind works.
Right.
So, I think like people who are overthinkers and people like me who have all these thoughts, they need an avenue to get it out. They need an avenue to express themselves. So if you're an overthinker, you need an avenue.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my avenue, writing.
And tapping into real life experiences as well.
Yes, but also other people's experiences when you hear people talk, you listen to people.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn that way as well.
What about Rum Shop Diaries? That just entered my...
Well, so somebody else, because I don't have much experience sitting in a rum shop, but somebody else out there, I'm sure they could tell some good stories.
And, you know, put it into a whole series, because things is real pop-up in a rum shop.
I don't know.
The introverts in you is coming out. I tell you, the thing is, Trinidadians always tell a story when we speak, when we move, when, you know, they say how we have a kind of a sing-song kind of way of speaking.
Yes.
And it's always about bringing stories to the fore. And I appreciate you coming today to give a whole different spin. Now, I'm going to be more vigilant in the office, see if I get some more stories.
Thank you for having me.
And give it to you. Welcome to the world of writing, my dear.
Thank you.
And the best of luck to you in your next book. And when you're finished with it, make sure and come here because I want to know who the food thief is. That one, I tell you. Yeah?
Of course.
The best insight.
Instant feedback.
Accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.